Happy Monday, listener. This episode of the Pranks and Firth podcast is sponsored by Patreon. If you don't know about Patreon, it's a great way for you to help the artists that you
content
love the most.
Creator!
You can pay as little as a dollar a month to some content creators and support them. If you're interested in finding out more, why don't you go to patreon.com/pranksandfirth.
Hi, I'm Mike from Amazing Discovery.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, do it.
What?
Do it, carry on the advert, pretending you're on someone else from a different podcast.
Oh my Patreon. God, I can't believe it. I can go on Patreon. Wow, this is amazing.
Right, what I got here, Mac, is a Euro painter. Now, a painter will go to college for 5 years just to learn that you only paint with tip of bristles. But you're a painter, say, well, why not make brush all tip of bristles? Look at this, Mike. I'm painting. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
You're doing stipples, you're painting wood chip, and even if you're sitting watching telly, you're still doing that.
Justin is shaking his head controllably.
And I'm picking people out of the glasses. What are they? Oh, fuck me, I've just done it wrong.
Doesn't
picking
matter.
People out of the audience, Mike. Look at these three people. I can't talk today. Good day for a podcast. It's three people. Three people.
That's how you have to refer to people now, actually.
What about all this thrupple? Yeah, thrupples and sex parties.
People love... I've always said it. I love spunking up. So wherever people spunk
it's
up...
It's enough. It's enough, right? It's enough for you.
It's enough for me, yeah. But some people love to spunk up super hard. And what gets them to do it is to have some bloke dangling his balls in his wife's eye sockets.
Yeah. Or like strangling.
All of that stuff. I mean, it's not for me to say it's weird, but
this is a bit hacky, but is the first person that reported back the benefits of a strangle wank, was that a suicide gone wrong?
They or left was a it note like saying, a, I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah. Have you noticed that everyone we found has hung themselves? There's a big puddle of spaff on the rickety stool.
And it's either that they were wanking or you spaff when you die.
I don't think that I've been thinking about evolution again. Here's a strange one. And this is not like your shadow piss, which is a you reckon like exists, but we all know doesn't. Uh-huh. That's just a way of normalising being a weirdo by saying, not everyone has it. Not everyone does it. I'm special.
Okay.
As you do.
Yeah, that's me.
The phenomenon of the... what did you say?
I said, that's me. Nailed it. Yeah, well done.
That was it. Nailed it. No, I'm good at impression. Oh, I did a good impression the other day. Who was it? Oh, right. That's it. No, I can't remember. Oh, yes. I like short breads. You sent me a link of someone saying Nicolas Cage like shortbridge, and they were laughing at themselves. That was an in joke. You've got to get the in joke. I was like a lunatic.
I'm gonna have to cut that out though, because someone that might listen.
I don't know him. Is it a lady man?
Yeah.
Quite hot. What? What did you say?
Matt Adlington definitely. Anyway,
is gay.
Right, let's carry on with the podcast.
All right. So all of that is redacted, as I understand it.
How many minutes are we in before I've had to do a major edit?
Apparently, we've just had to redact 8 minutes of killer content because the legals.
Well, yeah.
So my thing, you know, like the evolution. I like to look at things, and people go, "Oh, we've evolved," and I think, "Why have we evolved to do that?" Like, I'm writing a bit. I don't want to burn material that's going in my stand-up show for the dear listener. But a lot of it is about evolution and why. And the thing that I'm thinking about now is the very well-known phenomenon of the relay yawn, chain yawn. What do you call it?
Yeah.
So what environment were we in? Because as we know, yawning doesn't mean you need sleep. It means you need oxygen, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What environment were humans in where there's a finite amount of oxygen?
And if can I tell you what it was?
Oh, well, I don't know. I've just written all this for nothing.
No.
Go on.
I think it was they knew that was the sign for they needed to do a little asphyxie wank.
It could have been that. I mean, that's how we got onto this.
They all gather round. They all put a belt round, a primitive belt round their necks.
Mm-hmm. A boa constrictor. That could have been how it started.
Yeah.
Someone was masturbating with a boa constrictor.
Or a boa constrictor happened to fall on them as they were doing
while
it.
While they were procreating. But what? Like, so what possible scenario could there have been for a human if we are said to have evolved outside, like, you know, just as if we believe the current model of evolution, we were sort of like these primates living in trees and you know, they'll say, like, people will say, like, oh, your shoulder joints go wrong a lot because they're actually meant to be, they're designed to have been swinging. So because we just hold our arms by our sides now, the shoulder joint is more complicated than it needs to be because of swinging through trees. And I go, yeah, okay, that makes sense. But what possible environment could a human being have been in when there's a finite amount of oxygen? Other people start yawning. You're like, your body reacts and triggers to yawn as well, so you don't get left behind. I mean, I think we was in a galactic space pod, a.k.a. the space version of the Noah's Ark that came from another planet to here. And so when we was in there, we knew that we had to... Yeah.
I mean, it's no more ludicrous than any religious theory.
No, well...
In fact, it's much more likely. It's much more likely.
And did you know that when man goes into space, within 24 hours, his bones start adapting to his new environment and his bones get... start sort of almost disappearing.
That's someone... Someone who tried to have sex in space. That's the excuse they gave. Well, actually, people's bones become less dense in space, so it's actually harder to do this.
Yeah. But you know how whales have got like a thigh bone in their tail?
No.
Yeah, I think... Have they? Oh, no, they haven't, have they? I think the whales have got like a bone in their sort of like... You know, not their tail. They're not as... I don't know. You think a whale or a dolphin, they're actually quite a simple body, isn't it?
Have they got a neck? Does a whale have a neck or is it all neck?
That's what I'm saying. A whale is a neck with a fucking flap on the back.
Yeah.
But between the dorsal fin and the back fin, I mean, I'd call that the tail, but I suppose the tail is technically just a bit on the end. But I'm talking about the tail muscle, their thorax, their leg. I don't know what you call that bit.
That's all right. You don't need to. It's not your job.
So between the nose and the centre of the whale... It's the front of the whale. And between the centre of the whale and the back is the back of the whale, yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
So at the back of the whale, there's defunct thigh bones from when they used to walk about like hippos and then went back into the water.
Dinosaurs. So they're going into the water. Why are they going back?
They went
in
back. Well, I think it's a flood, wasn't it?
Aren't they?
I don't think they chose. Yeah, that's, you think about it. They live in the sea, but they can't breathe underwater. That's, you know, they haven't evolved to their environment, have they?
No, it's stupid, isn't it?
So why have we evolved to our environment by this uncanny valley thing where we, like, if something's slightly off being human? Like, if you look at number five as alive from Short Circuit, you sort of anthropomorphize that creature and, like, Herbie and, like, all these things that you impart R2-D2, they're cute. But if you made a robot, obviously they're nothing like human shape, are they? But if you made a robot that was 99.9% close to a human, but that 0.1% where it wasn't, the uncanny valley, the closer you get, the more jarring the difference is.
Yeah.
So when you look at Horace go skiing, I used to love little Horace on the spectrum. He's a cute little fella. But you look at the sort of, like, you know, the characters and the cutscenes of Call of Duty, and because their teeth and hair don't look, they look weird. And I don't.
One was saying that Horace wasn't realistic.
Yeah, because the more you have to. So what happened in a distant past where it benefited us to notice the slight difference between a replicant and an actual human? That's got to come from somewhere.
Right. This is right. We are wired, literally, maybe...
To spot the smaller mistakes than the bigger ones.
The replicants. That's why we escaped our planet.
We escaped, and when we escaped our planet, there was a finite amount of oxygen when you know, we were just sailing off through the cosmos. I know. And then someone yawned and it was like, oh, I've got to get this. There's not enough oxygen. I've evolved to yawn when other people yawn because there's an oxygen fight on.
Oh, my God. But like, that is genuinely true. That is no less bonkers than saying a magic god. It's less made. It's less weird because everything that you're describing in theory could be made to happen.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I'm not saying, I'm looking at not evidence, but if you know, if you reverse engineer instincts are there for a reason. You know how we are programmed to look for faces.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you look into the snow on a television or one of those magic.
Yeah, you find shapes.
You find shapes to make faces because our ancestors, our deep dark ancestors, not dark.
Loved faces.
In fact, the ones that couldn't spot a tiger in the grass got eaten. So they couldn't pass on their not very good at looking for faces gene. But the ones that could see the tiger in the grass didn't get eaten. So, but that one's so defunct now. Like if you went to your back window and opened the curtains at night, just heard a noise in the back garden, there was someone stood the other side of the window staring at you.
You freak the fuck out. Yeah, what kind of idiot's doing that?
But I'm just saying. But
no, I'm just saying, if you hear a noise in your back garden and you're pulling back the curtains,
you would
like
go and hide, wouldn't you?
You're a fucking idiot. Look.
That's the first person to go in the horror film.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So you go, wah! And then you go, and your neighbour goes, oh, sorry, it was just me. I was wondering if you...
That was you at your old house, wasn't it?
Yeah, looking at my neighbour. And I jumped. Because I wasn't expecting to see a face, and when I did, But we should have now. Our evolution, our software should be upgraded so that we're more fearful of other things.
Well, that's true, isn't it? Because like, if the guy wasn't standing outside my bedroom window or downstairs window, like if he just walked up to me in the street and was like, trying to start a fight,
yeah, an out of context face before you realise what it is scares the shit out of you. Then when you realise what it is, you go, oh, that was embarrassing. You made me
because you wouldn't be scared of that person in the high street if they were being a
dick. No, it's out of context. It's unexpected.
But as you see them through the window, you go, oh my God, and you think they're going to kill you.
It could be a saw, Ash. If you heard a little scratching at the window, then pulled your and prime 1976 Debbie Harry was stood there, you would shit yourself.
And then
you go, oh God, and then she wouldn't let you have sex with her because you'd look like a little pussy man when you jumped. Yeah, well, you know, a little nugget of poo came out.
Going back very slightly to what we spoke about before, on stage on Saturday or Friday, I can't remember which, I suddenly fell into the... I spoke to a guy in the audience who was an electrician and I went into my bit about getting the electrocuted gooch.
Right.
You know the story.
It's one of my favourites.
Cutting a bit of concrete, a slab, and then someone spraying water on it. The open wire, 110 volts, touched on my wet trousers and electrocuted me. That means it killed you. Okay. Deep in the gooch.
Some people are into that.
Well, it was agony, and then it was pleasant after the agony stopped. It was on stage. Maybe I did it on stage for the first time, I think, potentially, on Friday or Saturday, because it came up in conversation. But that could be, like, that could be how someone found out they were into something.
Like, absolutely.
I'd never do it again, because it was fucking agony, and it wasn't that nice. But it was like, the relief of the electric shock was like, oh, yes.
I'm actually quite squeamish, not to your needles level, of I don't like electric shocks. Even if I had a car and every time I shut the door, not every time, quite often I'd even get a static shock.
Okay if you're what's the word? Exaggerating. You don't have to clarify every exaggeration.
Well, I don't clarify every exaggeration. I think I just clarify about 30, maybe 24% of them. So sometimes, hardly ever, when I shut the door, I'd get a static electric shock. And if I think there's one coming, when you turn the fuse board off and you start working on a light fitting or something.
Yeah.
Once I think I could get a shock, even though I know it's isolated. If I was in a cottage in the middle of the woods that was no longer even attached to the electric system, if I think I'm going to get a shock, I can't touch it. I proper wig out and I can't touch it.
All right, MC Hammer.
MC Hammer? I can't touch it. I'm so old, but out of touch. I thought you meant Wig Out.
No, I didn't.
Did he do a song called Wig Out?
I totally agree. But then, because I have been thick before and give myself a proper electric shock when I thought the electrics were turned off. So that's why I'm terrified whenever I do electrical work.
I've done it. I had a little set of snips and I've cut through it. Someone had hardwired a washing machine in. So I turned it off. I isolated it and turned it all off, but then hardwired it into the ring main.
Fucking
hell. And I cut through the cable right near the thing.
And because I couldn't get it out, the cable was too short, so I'd pulled the washing machine out as far as I could.
As far as it goes.
Reached my arm round, and I was going to cut the wire and then pull it out. And I had a tiny pair of snips. They were ones I had for using my guitar strings. They were like almost now, not much.
No, I know
clippers.
Exactly what you mean. Yeah.
Blew the snips apart.
Of course it did.
I actually blew them in half, and I fucked them. And like scared the shit out of me.
Did it give you a shock, or was you?
No, they were foam handled, and but it pushed my arm like threw them.
Yeah,
back,
well, you're lucky
me.
Because even a foam handle might not be enough if it's off the oven.
It wasn't that big, thick cable, an oven cable. That would be curtains, probably, wouldn't it?
No, yeah. You'd be in right trouble. But what I'm saying is, if it was on the same ring as the oven and all that.
All right, yeah. No, I think it was just into a fixed spur and they just bypassed the...
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although it is mad. So I know you've not been on Twitch yet, but you're going to soon. We're going to do some stuff on Twitch together soon, I've decided.
Hang on,
And Anatomical Bomb, who is also on Twitch, who a lot of the listeners will watch. I streamed last night, and then I raided him with my 11 people or whatever. And which just means you give your viewers to that person, right?
Right.
And then I was watching him, and after a few seconds, I just said, beep. And thought nothing of it. And 40 seconds later again, beep. So I said, is that your smoke alarm going off? I put in the comments. And he said, oh, yeah, you've not heard the smoke alarm before. I was like, no. He said, oh, yeah, we had some work done on the stairs to the basement. And the workman plasterboarded in the...
No, and the battery's gone.
And it's on the mains, but it's obviously got a bit of dust or something on the sensor because that can trigger that. So it's beeping every 40 seconds, and it has been for 8 months.
No, the battery's gone.
Well, it wouldn't go for 8 months then, would it? Because I know it does that if the battery's gone, but it also...
I know that runs at a ring, a hardwired in. He has to have a battery also in case it's a power cut. So I don't know, but they've got to get that out.
And for just, eight...
I'll come round. Where's he live? I'll come
That's
do it.
Exactly what... I said,
I'll just smash a hole, take it out, plaster
why are you smashing
over
that?
It.
I was like, use a core driller, size of being able to get your hand in, cut that bit out, smash the thing to fucking bits.
You could stick the core bit back in, couldn't you?
Yeah, exactly that.
Yeah, and then just get some of that sort of like dry line in plaster, blue top, 25, 45 minutes later, you're sanding it off and painting it.
But no, they're putting up with it. And he's like, oh, thanks for mentioning it. Now it's all I can hear. It's like, no.
That's all.
You can't live like that.
That's oral water torture. Oral? Do you mean talks or listen? Because you've got O-R-A-L and then you've got A-U-R-A-L, haven't you?
Yeah.
And oral means auditory, like to sat, listen. Or is it two different things? Does it all just mean sucking and fucking?
Yeah, sucking and fucking.
With your mouth, licking and...
Yeah. I often have oral sex.
Oral sex. That is phone sex, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Is that a thing?
It used to be, didn't it?
So weird. I remember...
This is how old I am. When I was at university, I did an art degree, and we did a module where we had to talk about technology and its effects, the future, imaginings of the future. That was the sort of theme. And also, on a side note, earlier... I was the first year, 1998, where you was allowed to cite the internet in your bibliography.
Oh, yeah, you've said, yeah.
Amazing. I've said that, right. So anyway, so this girl came in and said, there's a thing called cybersex. Honestly, none of us knew. This was the first time this has ever been. And this was like when it was quite, not an early adopter, but, someone who was like, it was sort of like really on the avant-garde of what was going on at the time. Because it was all Netscape and dial-up. And I don't even think you could get pictures then. It was really fucking long time ago. So, it was 1997, I suppose. So she goes, oh, there's a thing that people now are having sex over the internet. And we're all like around talking about it. Goes, what? And she goes, yes, for example, a woman they'll be chatting and a man will roll his penis across the keyboard to sort of like, and I thought, well, mine would just go space, 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 space. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
But so, and then the woman she had this thing and these women were like dropping their tits on the keyboard. And the bloke couldn't see him.
That's someone who's misunderstood what cybersex is, surely.
I think that was the early days.
Like just be rolling your dick across the keyboard.
I mean, I don't know if this is this that might. I just what that's what she said. But it's, yeah, but you know, because it's this quite posh girl. I can't remember what her name was. Her name was a Herb. Back when that was like quite posh.
Basil.
Basil. Ah, ah, boom, boom. No, her name was.
That was her tits going to the keyboard.
Yeah, that was boom, boom, and then the was me trying to roll my little dinky across the control. I couldn't even do control alt delete with mine. If I fucking pulled my 3-piece front junk out like a bat wing,
I don't think anyone could they?
Two balls and a helmet. You could do control alt delete with a, with your 3-piece. If you
could
I reckon you could.
Hold you on, gotta pull... isn't it left index finger and thumb?
Oh.
And yeah. Then, where am I? I'm not stretching across the entire keyboard.
Not delete. I mean, control. What's that 3-1 you do on the size shift?
It is control alt delete, isn't it?
Yeah, no, you can't. You're right.
I couldn't. You might be
able to. I bet there's some guys in the porn industry that could. Of course that should be the new TikTok sensation. Can you control alt delete with your two balls and penis?
Yeah, I could do control alt, I reckon.
Yeah, I could load a game on a Commodore 64 with shift.
Is it control
space and run, whatever it was. Oh.
Is it control alt A? If it is, I'm all right.
I could never get around Doom with my penis with W A and D. That'd go on there quite nicely, wouldn't it? One ball on W, one ball on D, and the bell piece on A.
Bell piece.
But yeah, so that's how old. And I remember the internet being like that, and everyone thought it was this weird thing. And I remember the, you know, the was it Games Master with a Scottish guy,
and Dominic Patrick Diamond. Moore.
Dominic Diamond. He had some. It wasn't Games Master. It might have been. He had this thing, and it was like, is the internet full of shite? And he had a bloke come on, and it was like, come on, what's this internet? I've heard it's full of shit. And this bloke, this like little nerd, was like, no, it's good. There's stuff on there. He goes, go on. Then you got this duration of the show to find something good on there. And at the end, he goes, what have you found? And he goes, oh, I found there's a review here of the new Judge Dredd film. It was that bad. It was literally that bad. It was terrible.
It wasn't great. But I remember, so when we first got a computer, I think it was 96, maybe 95, 96.
Yeah, you mean like a desktop, not a Commodore,
97, whatever. I remember we couldn't think of what to look at on the internet. So my mum was like, oh, what about looking up like a film? So we typed in Austin Powers, which I don't know what year Austin Powers come out, but I remember we tried to look at the Austin Powers website. And when I clicked on, there was like, there'd be a chat section. So you'd have like Austin Powers website, and then there'd be a bit where you could chat about the film. And when we clicked on the chat bit, it took us to...
You rolled your knob across the keyboard.
It took us to a horse fucking website.
Yeah,
basically.
That's brilliant. See, now that became...
And I was
acid.
With my mum. I remember just having her hands just like on my back, on my shoulder. And then it's just animal porn going up.
But how did that become Rick Astley, was that?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Rick rolling.
Dick rolling across the keyboard. But I I remember when I realized how desensitized I'd got when I was using LimeWire. Do you remember all that?
Yeah.
Pirate Bay and LimeWire and sort of like there was another one, like a donkey one, weren't there? What was that called? Mule. Saint Mule or something.
I used one that began X. I can't think what it was.
Well, Pirate Bay was the big one, wasn't it? This is post-Napster.
I never really used it, but I know they got sued massively, didn't they? Pirate Bay. They would.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I realised how desensitised I'd come when mother-in-law came round. She didn't have the internet. Before it was on everyone's phones, you know. And she liked Queen. And I said, oh, I can download you the whole Queen discography if you've got CDs here to burn it on. And I was looking through, just I was scrolling through going, oh, no, this is my... And up the side was like one of those flashing adverts for dick pills.
Yeah.
With a picture.
A big
with,
dick. Right?
Yeah, with like a picture of a little dick and then it'd be a big dick. And it would just... And she's like, oh, and I was like, I went, oh shit, that was there the whole time.
Yeah.
I didn't realise.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, God, this is, yeah. But I had a bit, didn't remember, I had a bit in my show, what I did once in Edinburgh, about it was only pornography that made the internet catch on, obviously.
Yeah.
Because my dad never had a computer, and I was like, and then like there was one article in the Sun saying the internet is full of free pornography and like straight in the car down PC world. Everyone's had a computer all of a sudden, didn't they? It was like before that, everyone was like, you can do your accounts, like, yeah, fuck all that. I'm like, you know, you'd say, oh, you can do this, you can do, and that was, I was just thinking, it's funny that when you were saying about you were looking up Austin Powers, when it first came out, you would look up where you could go see it. This is brilliant. I can Google like what cinemas are showing it. And now you just stream it, you know, not on the computer, but through all the ether, through the internet, isn't it?
But I remember like literally having, because the computer was in my parents' room, so I'd have like some computer.
Oh, your dad likes a wank then.
So I had internet time, and you know, like, oh, you can have an hour. And like, I remember sitting
going down
there,
the pictures. Here's a fiver, I'm going to have my hour on the internet.
I sort of remember thinking, oh, right, what shall I look at? And sitting there trying to think about
exactly what you mean, like sort of surf action. We're gonna have an hour surfing.
I could tell you my most shameful thing I've ever looked up on the internet in one of those sessions.
Well, yes, please.
I remember, like, clearly remember going on and typing in to try and find the music of El Devo. Do you remember them?
No.
They're basically like a Leeds-based, was it El Devo? A Leeds-based opera quartet who sang things like Creep by...
Oh, no. Were they a Simon Cowell creation?
They were. And
yes,
I remember,
I do know
I
you
don't
mean.
Know if they were El Devo. They might not have been El Devo. They might have been actual opera people to think
of.
All
right, but I know what you mean now. They used to do sort of like...
Yeah,
baritone versions of pop songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I remember sitting there thinking, what should I look up? What should I look
up? Why did you look that up? Because you liked it.
I don't know. Well, certainly it wasn't my type of music, definitely. But I remember going, I wonder if El Devo have got their own website. But weirdly as well, I've got a memory of I was driving along and I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor by Arctic Monkeys was played on Radio 1. Mm. It's Colin Murray, about 10 o'clock at night. And I remember him saying, like, that it was because they'd put their own music out. They weren't,
yeah.
They hadn't released
yeah, yeah,
anything.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But they put their own music out on MySpace.
Yeah.
And, like, and he just liked that song. It was like they were huge because they'd just chucked their album out for free, basically. Like telling people to download it. So he played that song. And I remember listening, going, oh my God, I love this song. And then going straight onto my dodgy download site and trying to just writing in Arctic Monkeys and it not being able to find it because I didn't really understand. I could have just gone on MySpace.
Yeah. Well, I famously, I think I've told, famously, the fuck do I think I am? I think I've told you before that I tried to download Borat. And it was like,
oh, yeah.
And it was just.
They'd done it on purpose.
Yeah, they did it on purpose. It was like, I pressed play, and without any sort of like introduction, from the start, I didn't watch much. It was just a loop of a man sucking another man's wiener.
And you only watched it for like an hour or so.
About an hour. And I thought, right, I think I can. That's seven masturbates. I don't think I can do any more. But no, and it was to sort of death metal music. So I got dick rolled, as we used to call it. But.
I saw a thing where someone was slagging off Tom from MySpace. Do you remember the guy? Who was
yeah,
like,
he's looking over his shoulder, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he sold MySpace for about 900 million quid or something.
Mm.
And there was someone going, oh, like, you're as depressed as Tom from MySpace, like the year that Facebook
came out. Yeah, he's not depressed, mate.
And he responded, like, I live in the Bahamas. I sold the company. It was like, it was astronomical.
And got
money.
In and out at the right time before you became like a political sort of contentious figure like any social media. I think that Jack Dorsey's fucked off from Twitter, isn't he, because of that reason?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. But I remember someone, like the people, it was a couple that started Bebo. Do you remember Bebo? That was like a precursor.
A bit like MySpace, wasn't it?
MySpace, a bit like Facebook. And they sold that for like a million quid.
What's all these other ones people do? I don't understand. Is it where they have like a pin board? Pinterest.
Yeah, Pinterest is one.
But what's that?
So the idea of that is...
It's like a scrapbook almost.
Yeah, it's exactly that. Yeah, so my wife uses it a lot. So if she's decorating, say the lounge was going to be decorated, which it was, she would go on and you would see pictures of things that you liked the idea of, and then you would pin it to your board. So then she'd go, oh, I have a look on Pinterest. And then she'd show me it and it'd be, this is the type of thing.
So does it take a screenshot or is it a link to the actual site or whatever you're looking at?
I think it's a link, but it's not like a hyperlink. It would be a picture, I think. So it'd be like, it's literally there. It's not literally there.
That sounds for women.
Yeah, well, I don't use it. But then,
well, could you Pinterest a load of, like, grot and, like, big old boobs?
I think
maybe it's got an application then.
I think there were some issues of that being used for nefarious purposes.
What was the most shameful thing I've ever Googled? This could be a great thing. The most
Tumblr
shameful thing
as well. That was one that they had to take Tumblr down because it was being used by
Tumblr. It all came tumbling
some
down.
Some bad men were using Tumblr to share images.
Is it all anonymized? But I'm listener, get on Discord. What's the most shameful thing you've ever Googled? And it doesn't have to be something like dirty pornography. Yeah, it could be like Il Divo. I think the most shameful thing I've ever Googled is
how to wire a plug.
So I think I've looked up some things that I should have known.
Yeah, like that.
I just put together a garden storage box, and someone I know bought it for. It's one of those ones where your wheelie bins go in, but their wheelie bins were too large for it, so it was brand new. But they'd sort of put it up and then dismantled. I didn't have the instructions, and I have to be honest, I had to Google that, and I struggled with the back panel. Because the back panel was in two parts, but you actually had to put it like one forwards, one backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just never would have guessed that. And I was getting quite frustrated. And I tell you what.
It is so disappointing when you... But I do have to do it sometimes when I often... And I do loads of electrical stuff. You know, I've done two houses up now. And I still sometimes, when I'm wiring a plug, and not like a socket...
You saw that little like word blind.
I go, double check.
Yeah, you know, you know.
Yeah. But again, it goes back to me not wanting to electrocute myself.
So when you say to me, like you just did, you know, you don't have to qualify or correct any exaggeration. And you know, when I'll be saying something and you can hear halfway through, I lose faith in it.
Yeah.
It's that phenomenon. I've just started doubting myself.
I have got total doubt. It's, again, imposter syndrome. That's what it is. I go, you shouldn't be doing this fucking wire, you dopey cunt. You can't be trusted.
Yeah, I do all
look
that.
At you up a ladder trying to change a light thing. You're going to kill your whole family, you, I'm going to say, dopey cunt.
You fat blob.
You fat fucking big-headed, gut-filled fat cunt.
Gut-filled. So, what's happening in the war?
Fucking
I made a joke at the weekend and the people I was with just looked at me.
Oh yeah, that happens. That does happen sometimes.
But I looked at you like, why did you say that? And it was around the in-laws. Actually, we were ordering takeaway. I did a run of gigs up in the north in my new base. Now I'm staying in Doncaster. I went into Doncaster Town Centre for the first time ever. Considering my girlfriend's family live there.
Yeah, go on. What was it like?
Oh, Christ. I'll tell you what it's like. Well, first of all town centres in the UK are pretty much the same on one level, right? There's the fucking Boots. There's the TK Maxx. There's the this, there's the that, the Starbucks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that side of it, nothing to report. It's not a very pretty town. It looks like a through road. Everywhere you're going, it looks like you're travelling to somewhere. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Exactly.
So, like you might be in Leon C and it's beautiful and there's little bistros and Fields and Barlow's coffee shop, best coffee shop in Essex. And then you sort of go, I'm going to drive up to Southend proper. And you go up past Chalkwell Park. And then you go past like a bit, this bit like you'll have like a bit
That's
of dual carriage.
You'd
have a bit of dual carriage where there's railings so you can't cross the road. And then you get to another bit. It's all like that. It's like the bits in between bits of other places. But that's they've got all the bits in between bits up there, linked them together.
Very clever.
Four railroad incidents directed at me. What's that?
What did you just say? Four what?
Road rage incidents.
You didn't say that, did you?
Well, I don't know. What did I say?
A rage road or another. And the edit.
Okay, rage road. But people are aggro there, mate. Honestly, someone beeping behind.
mate.
Yeah, that's
so
where I stand with it. Yes.
Chronically unhappy.
But I've never seen it so palpable
It so badly.
They've got it pretty bad up there.
It's like that and time I went to Thetford and I saw the woman with one shoe and she wasn't.
Do you know what? It is like that, but up several rungs on the, on the sad ladder, the sadder. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I said, because I had a gig Friday night in Hull, another shithole, right? Mm. But that had the artistic city of culture or whatever it is in 2017, money pumped in. They've tried to do something. Hull's a city. Doncaster's always turned down. Oh, your city got a mention, mate.
From the
in-laws. Yeah, but apparently Hull, Doncaster couldn't be made a city because I think they can only do one every now and then. And Southend got it.
Jumped the queue, didn't it?
Didn't jump the queue. Southend's lovely compared to the Doncaster, mate.
Oh, let me tell you this. I'm just going to interject. Hold your thought just for a second.
I'm holding it, mate.
I did a gig in Coventry last week, and I said, is Coventry, like, are we in the city of Coventry? I presume Coventry's a city. I know that it is, because Coventry City Football Club. They're like, yeah, I went, I'm from Southend, a city. They went, ooh. And I said, and all we needed to do was kill a Tory MP.
Yeah.
And they laughed like,
yeah.
Far
no, I said the same thing to the family, to her family. I said, oh, it's only because that geezer got stabbed, didn't it? And they went, oh, yeah, remember now, yeah. Oh, wasn't it a shame? Oh, it were terrible, do that one. However they talk.
I was trying to sell my house and
I stabbed a Tory.
It really lowered the value of my house. I was very
annoyed. No, think about it. That's the only time a stabbing has increased the value of your house. You now live in a city.
Yeah, there you go.
There's an angle you could work there.
Yeah.
No. So anyway, so she goes, her mum was like, I did a gig in Hull Friday, didn't have a gig Saturday, and I took last Saturday off to spend it with my children. And I started getting very twitchy. And I was like, I don't like this. This is two Saturdays. I mean, last Saturday, which I got offered like six gigs that I turned down. So I was like, no, I promised to have it with my boys. And then this Saturday, there was no gigs about. And there's that, you know, that sort of, I'm about to sneeze. I don't know when, but just to let you know it's coming and it's coming hard. Right nostril, so on fire all of a sudden. Hang on. There you go. So this Saturday, and there's an availability thread, and it'll be like, it's pinned in the Pro Comedy Forum. Yeah, people will put like, I'm free this weekend. There was like 90 acts looking for a gig. And I was like, this is two Saturdays in a row. I'm not working. My career's over. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, fair play.
And then I saw on the Facebook, someone put, oh, got a act needed tonight in Leeds, 40 minutes away. And this was about noon, and we were going to just start driving back to Norwich at one. So I said, is it okay if we stay another night? the Northern hospitality, it was very, very warm welcome. They said, of course, we'd love you to stay another night. So I did a gig in Hull Friday and then picked one up in Leeds Saturday. Now, they're both good places compared to Doncaster.
Right.
Like Hull, not so much, but Leeds was like being in London, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like hot, not skyscrapers.
Hot and cold water.
Hot and cold water. Now, there's like, you know, it's nice. But anyway, so I spent the day in... All of a sudden, I had Saturday to kill. And I said, do you know what? You live on the outskirts of Doncaster. I said, I've never been into Doncaster. I want to go in. And my mum was like, yeah, go in. Tell us what you think.
Oh, so they weren't coming with you?
No, I went in with just me and my girlfriend. So I went in and got road raged. Got everyone was staring at me. And then I saw a man. You know those sort of billboards? Not a billboard, but the sort of ones you'd have like, on a bus stop. Like a sort of... bit bigger than a poster. It's just in a frame.
Like a
freestanding advert.
A bus stop. Yeah,
but without the roof on it.
I know,
like a billboard, and he had his hands either side of it, like he was squashing it, and he was going, just looking at it, and he had a wood sunken in little face, and then we started walking towards him, and not because we were walking towards him, just a coincidence. All of a sudden, he sort of like jumped up, sort of like startled, and ran off like he just had this sort of lightning bolt of energy hit him. And then I went around the corner and he was going, rah, 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 and there's another one doing it, but they weren't together.
What?
And I was like, yeah, just mad junkies, mate. Like, it was like the worst. Like, no one was doing anything either.
Heroin was like a hell of a drug.
I don't know what it is, or crack. But there was more, they were amped up. But like, just like kids with their families were walking right past him and ignoring him. I was like, oh, these people are too used to this.
This so is I like the back. Red light district in Amsterdam where people...
It's just, yeah, complacent. It's like, this guy could do anything. So then I get back, and my girlfriend's sister went, How'd you get on? So you get home, and she goes, "Oh, with the loads of spice heads in town." And I didn't know what. She goes, "With the loads of spice heads in town, weather."
Spice heads.
And I don't know what that meant.
It sounds like something from like RoboCop, doesn't it?
It does,
like,
doesn't it?
But with no too context, much spice on the streets.
With no context, without me having to ask any questions, I just said, yes, there was. Because I knew exactly what that meant, even though I'd never heard it before.
Yeah, spice heads.
She goes, were there loads of spice heads in town? I went, yeah, there was. And then my girlfriend's mum went, oh, it's awful. I haven't been into town for about 6 or 7 years. They live about 3 miles from the city centre. She goes, last time I went in there was to get my wedding ring, because mum and dad got married not long ago. Like, no, there was some of them sort of people that have been together for 60 years and then got married. Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah, it's fine. But she goes, I was like, you sent me.
The spice capital of the world.
I felt like a canary in a spice mine. They sent me down there to see what was going on. I was like, you should have warned me.
What is spice?
I don't know, but I just didn't need to know. Honestly, I looked around that place. I come back. A woman said to me, was there loads of spice heads in town? And I said, yes, there was. I don't know what a spice head is, but I know what you mean, I think. I'm straight on board.
What spice is.
It's probably like, is it like one of them bath salts type things they call it?
Or like meow meow.
Yeah, don't they get like a drug? Like they'll take like the molecular structure of an illegal drug and change like one branch. And then it's if they sell it as like a bath salt, I think that's how it used to be called that, wasn't it?
I remember that's how meow, it got.
Yeah, them sort of things, and not salvia, because I think salvia is actually natural, isn't it?
I don't know what that one is.
Salvia is the one where people smoke it, and then like they go completely trip out, but it only lasts about a minute. But Ari Shaffir was on Joe Rogan, and I think that was salvia. He smoked this huge amount of salvia. This is terrifying, Ash. Tell me if this is not terrifying. He smoked this like huge amount of salvia and went quiet for about 90 seconds. Then when he sort of came to, said that he just had spent a decade in this underground. He actually spent a decade. It actually felt like 10 years. He lived this whole life at the bottom of a lake in an underground thing. And he built up all these relationships and then just came out.
Did he do it live?
I think... I'm lying. I've heard someone talk about this. I never actually saw it. But I wanted to make out I had seen it. But I remember something about Ari Shaffir did that. I just think that's terrifying. Imagine going into something like a trip and you can't get out for 10 years.
Well, that'll be the future, though. That'll be the future.
Is that what this is, Ash? Is that what the simulation is? Is this a hallucination?
When you're 18 years old, you'll log in to like a virtual reality thing that takes 10 seconds, but actually you live 2 years.
Oh, wow. I've just freaked myself out thinking about DMT, mate. Because you know DMT? No. DMT is the most powerful hallucinogen known to man.
Yeah. And you've put some in your dick.
No. And you know that that's what's really when you die. And that's what, you know, when people see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm.
So is that when you die, your brain releases this large amount of DMT, and then you have like another 75-year-long trip where you imagine this version of your existence. And then when you die, your brain releases DMT and you release it, and then you get another 75-year-long simulation, basically. Is that
it? I don't know.
But that sounds good. That's my new theory.
There you go.
That's my new theory.
So we're all just in a death row right now.
No. Think about this. A programmer, tick, 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 tick. A programmer sits there typing away in Python, right? Or another language. And he type to create a simulation. He creates a simulation. It takes him years. He's typing down all this information. He's looking stuff up. He's doing this. He's picking the colors of this. And he types it all into tick. And then he goes to press enter to run the simulation. What if your life is you just accruing information until you get to a point where your brain releases a large amount of DMT, which is the start of your real time. And that is all informed by how you led your life up to it. And that's what heaven is.
And I imagine at that moment, it just goes, let me take you down, because we're going to...
No, it's when you typed all that stuff in, like I used to get Zap 64 magazine, and there'd be the cheats page, and I'd spend about 4 hours typing in a thing to get unlimited lives on Rambo. And I've put one full stop in the wrong place, and it didn't work.
I tried to play Rambo the other day. It just didn't work. It made me very angry. But I used to love that game as a kid.
They were letting the little POWs out of cages.
Yeah.
Which, that was a bit of a rip-off of the...
Commando.
And Temple of Indiana Jones. That was my favourite arcade game, Atari, Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom. Do you remember? In the beginning, you could pick easy, hard, medium or hard.
We need to go to the Retro Hunter again, and we need to go to the arcade club up in Manchester.
And you had to run around and let children out of little cages in that. And Rambo was a cross between Commando and that, wasn't it? And then you had the
probably exactly the same game, just slightly altered.
Well, actually, Indiana Jones is more of a platform game. That's great. I loved Atari. That was my thing, because they had like a different palette of colours, didn't they?
Yeah.
They had like pastel colours.
Yeah,
Paperboy and fucking Indiana Jones, and the sound was always better. I loved Atari arcade games.
Yeah, I think you should get some.
I've got a thing here, haven't I? I've got a certificate of shares in Atari. Someone bought me a share in Atari too, and I've got it somewhere.
Probably worth billions.
It was Bitcoin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that Welsh bloke and the Bitcoin? Is that true?
I don't know. What are you saying?
Well, Bitcoin, you can't get it back. It's not like you have an account.
Oh, yeah.
So he chucked his computer, or he's lost a hard drive, and he had some Bitcoins, and apparently it's worth 350 million.
Yeah, and it's in a landfill somewhere.
Yeah, and he's going through it looking for it.
He's literally said, I will pay you to let me into the landfill site to look for it. Because they know where it is.
I was talking to someone. Oh, do they not know which region they put different dates in?
They know where it was dumped, yeah.
You've got to go dig that up. That's worth more than like the Titanic or something. And they dug that fucker up or brought it up from the water.
Did they? Is the Titanic surfaced?
Maybe I'm thinking of the Mary Rose.
For fuck's sake.
It's a boat at the bottom of the water.
Okay.
What about the one that Henry the Hoover set fire to?
What?
Yeah, Henry the Hoover set fire to the Cutty Sark.
Did he?
Yeah.
The one Greenwich?
Yep, Henry the Hoover.
Why did he do that?
Because someone was using the Henry the Hoover and they put him back in the cupboard, and I think they might have had headphones in and they left it running and it was just on. And then like the weekend, it just caught fire.
Hold on, what? There's a cupboard on the Cutty Sark that is just a cleaner's cupboard.
Of course there is. It's a fucking museum, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that's bad. That's a bad
No, that makes
game.
Sense. That can't be true, can
it's
it?
It's like, John, yeah? Was it you that cleaned the Cutty Sark on Friday?
Yeah.
Did you turn the Hoover off? I think so. Oh, it's burnt down.
This ain't... Is that a tea clipper?
Yeah.
Or is it a warship?
Yeah. Nah, a tea clipper, yeah. You've burnt down one of the most famous boats in history.
But that was just for going to get tea.
Yeah, it was quite big business at the time.
Yeah, I don't like tea. I don't see why it's all weird. At me.
An empire was built on it.
Yeah.
Okay, Tofu, I don't know if we've done this before, but a name you might call someone whose driving skills fall below your expectations, or maybe they're just downright stupid. Snob?
Driving?
Yeah, I don't know why it says
specific
driving,
to. I'd say like nah, wanker,
nah,
tosser.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, he's put twit, prat, or imbecile for snob.
Right, all right,
and twat for scum.
Prat. I played rugby once with this very posh man. Quite a few posh men, but one of them was super posh. And this bloke punched me, and then punched him. And then this bloke just went on a rampage of punching like four people in a row. And this posh bloke went, pointing at him, went, you are a bloody prat. And I remember just going, that is the most impotent, disproportionately mild insult in this situation.
It's like playing
it's
football.
One of those things that stood out of my mind. Tell everyone the goalkeeper story again, please.
Oh, I'll tell them that. But I was playing football once and a teammate. Oh no, someone said it to my teammate and squared up to him, no punch with a throw, and he called him a piss ant.
Yeah, my granddad used to, my American granddad used to call me that.
You piss ant.
And
my mate was like, what? Piss ant.
Yes, my granddad just called me honky and piss ant.
Not as funny as the guy thrown out of Up the Creek a few months ago, and he said,
I'm
gonna suck your dick.
Mate, there's a funny one like that. UFC, Aljamain Sterling wins a fight in the UFC, and it's post fight, but he's backstage, so it's still adrenaline. And he's talking about someone, and I can't remember what he says, but it's like that, and it's live on telly. And he goes, "I'm gonna fucking come in your ass." And then he goes, "For your ass," it's like something like that.
Wow,
it's funny.
How do you live?
That's kill yourself, isn't it? That's
how did Paddy the Baddy do?
Paddy the Baddy won by first round submission.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's good, isn't
and
he?
And he said lad 19 times in the interview.
Did he?
Yeah, just kept saying, yo, lad, fucking lad, what did I tell you, lad? I'm coming, lad. It's like, mate, we get it. You're a scouser, so you're overdoing it.
No one
says lad that much. Yeah,
does he want to be a baddie?
I just think it rhymes with Paddy.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand that.
Yeah, but I don't think he wants to be. A heel,
because
no,
he doesn't seem like he's trying to be a heel. He seems like he's trying to be...
People keep saying, get your fucking haircut, lad. Look, I could pay a tenner, couldn't I? I like me hair. I like me hair like this. I'm not fucking paying a fucking tenner to get me fucking haircut.
You like to pull hair in the UFC?
No, but it's just everyone saying he looks like a cunt, doesn't he? He's got some blonde Lego hair.
Yeah.
My hair's quite long. If I pull it down, it almost touches my chin. But his is like very blocky, and the thing with his hair actually can be detrimental to your UFC career or boxing career. Can't remember who said this. I saw someone say, when you get hit, because your hair all shakes more, the judges think it was a more significant strike than it was.
Yeah, that's
true. Can you imagine someone getting hit with a full mop of hair? And like, you know how McIntyre wobbles his hair around?
No.
Well, you know, he goes, what a nightmare!
Oh, yes,
I
thought you said
it.
Donald McIntyre. I was thinking that was a fighter I didn't know.
No, Michael McIntyre. He does that sort of like, you know, every time he does a head gesticulation, it looks exaggerated because of his hair.
Yeah.
I suppose in fighting, every time you even get jabbed, it looks worse.
Yeah.
So if it does go to the points, the judges will think... So that's one reason not to have that hair paddy to baddy Pimlet.
I've just got to go back to something on Discord as well. And Tofu is going to be a guest on the podcast. What is the most cringy... This is from Zoe Salami, talking to... Most cringy thing you did... someone did to you when you were confused, horny teens. Both of ours involved poetry, which was, of course, invented by the devil himself. So, Justin, you have said this will be answered in an insane level of disgusting detail in next week's PAF Club. So that's for Thursday's pod. Oh, that was the sink one, was it?
Yeah, it's gone out. That was the sink story.
Oh, there you go. I haven't been on Discord for so long.
No, but I'm just saying, you remember the sink story.
Zoe Salami also says, what is your ultimate favourite album you can't get bored with? Like Desert Island Dicks, only Path Island is
Velvet Underground and Nico, aka the Banana album.
Because it's got a picture of Banana on the front.
Yeah, it's actually called Velvet Underground and Nico, but people would say the Banana album, I guess. You know the one.
Yeah, I know.
Worth the admission fee alone for Venus in Furs and Heroin and... Yeah, it's just every. I love it. But I don't like Sunday Morning, the opening track. I don't mind it.
It's why I'm easy.
That one. Do you remember the advert for Cash Machines?
Don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, please. Give me a sec. Of course we do. It's not all work, work, work.
Huh?
What the
fuck
was that?
Do
you remember
that bit? No, this was like a bloke.
He was by a cash point. And then he's with a woman. He works. And then he's standing next to a woman and he looks at the camera and looks at her and goes, of course we do. It's not all work, work, work.
We do what?
Well, he means fuck, doesn't he?
The one I was talking about was a bloke wakes up in like Covent Garden in a loft apartment and it was the Commodore's Easy Like a Sunday Morning song. And he got money out on a Sunday.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
He walks past a, like a veg stall and he pulls his pockets out like, I ain't got no money. And then on the way back, he buys an apple. That was like, I remember cash machines being new. You could get money on a Sunday.
He was only getting a tenner then as well. He's breaking a tenner for an apple.
Yeah, but they probably got fiver out. And then went and bought an apple for like...
You couldn't have got a fiver out back in the day.
Of course you fuck it. I remember getting fivers out.
No, that's a new thing, fivers.
What are you on about?
Jane, you could only get 10s and 20s, couldn't you?
No, I remember getting fivers because you didn't have had £10 in your account.
Listener.
That's how much money it was back then.
Speak to fivers. Dave has said, I've got a fiver. What are you having from the Woolworths pick and mix?
Every iteration of red strawberry licorice type stuff.
Really?
So yeah, just when
Do
I used
like
to go
a strawberry pencil with the white lining.
And not as much as without it, but I would get them for variety. But everything I got would be fruity and very chewy and like almost hurt your jaw.
What
Nothing
about
chocolate.
You swallowed a lace, a strawberry lace?
And yeah, pulled it up.
Pulled it back up.
I've not had about six together. I've swallowed it right down into my actual, honestly, into my stomach. And waited about 20 minutes and then pulled it up.
I mean, I would have, it'd be toffee, probably.
See, I wouldn't have gone, I don't like anything chocolatey, toffee, crispy. I just like, you know those things, I think they're called magic carpets. They're made out of red licorice and they're sort of latticed and square. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. Oh, have you ever had the American, what's the American sort of disgusting?
Red vines?
Is it red vines?
They've got two. They've got Twizzlers and Twisters and red vines.
That's it.
Red vines are decent. You can get a Dr. Pepper flavoured ones. They are they're beautiful. But they're about £9 for a packet.
Mr. Frogshow, me and my wife, well, now ex-wife, are getting divorced. What tips? It feels like a blow to the podcast. Me and my wife, well, now ex-wife, are getting divorced. What tips do you have, apart from, of course, sending and papers to a stand-up promoter? Oh, yeah, I must stand up to the court. Yes. Famously, again, we're using that term, posted a copy of my audio CD of my stand-up show to the court. And my divorce documents to the comedy promoter John Mann.
Did he think that was the ultimate sort of like not hero post, but thirst trap for sympathy?
Yeah.
Before we had Facebook, if you wanted like sympathy rather than post on there all these tragic things that happened, you put my CD and post it to people.
I literally just put them both in the. I'd written out the brown envelopes; they were identical. I put them in the wrong envelopes, sent them off. What's your advice for divorce? Mine is
just be as nice and try and not fall out as much as possible. What's yours?
That's key.
What's yours?
Mine is
what
Sunday afternoon.
Try not to be on your own. Because you'll want
yeah
to.
That's that being on your I'm on my own. I can't be on my own now in the daytime when my girlfriend goes to work, and I've said it to her some about it. I'm really fucking struggling, really struggling to be on my own. I'm on my own today and I really don't like it.
Please don't go to work. Mine is Sunday.
Yeah, you know I mean, that's why we do this Sunday. Fucking this is just like my lifeline. I used to love being on my own since my divorce. I can't bear it. I think I've got abandonment issues or something. I don't feel secure anymore.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes people better or worse.
Yeah. I would say genuinely, yeah, it's that fill your time, get a hobby, speak to people. My big thing was Sundays.
Get on Tinder and fuck as much crunch as much clunge as you can.
My biggest thing, I had a real issue with Sundays because it would be, I'd play football in the morning with my friends, then
ball that was on TV,
and then there was this zone.
You just defer in that moment where you have to think about yourself.
At 6 o'clock when the football's finished, all of my friends are with their loved ones at home.
Is that when you started massively overeating?
Yeah.
fuck's sake.
I would say, Mr. Frog, so start massively overeating Minge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can pick some up.
Or, you know.
On your way home.
Yeah, or reconcile.
Penis.
Did you just say penis?
No, don't reconcile. I think I'd
don't reconcile. Fuck
I don't think
off.
You should reconcile. No. I don't know. But just be as friendly as you can. Don't, even if they really annoy you and start being absolute cunts, be the bigger person. Yeah. Take it on the chin and just, I don't know if you've got children or not, but that helps in regards to, you can always say, look, I know you hate me. I don't blame you, but
I hate me
too. I love our children. Yeah, I hate me too, but I love our children, and let's try and get on for that for their sake.
Heal the world, make it a better place for you and me and the entire human race. There are
words of wisdom.
I don't know the words. Care enough for the living. How do I know the words to that?
Is that Michael Jackson?
Yes, Michael Jackson, man.
Not, weren't it Michael Jackson, but the American version of Feed the World?
Feed the world, make it a better place.
No, you know, wasn't that their Band-Aid?
Feed the world.
Yeah, wasn't that Heal the World?
Don't know, mate.
I think that was the American Band-Aid, wasn't it?
Don't know, mate. Thank you for listening, listener. We need to thank Ali, who has supported us over on Patreon. Very, very kind of you. But I need to point out, Ali said he doesn't need a shout out, but we're doing it anyway because we are good guys. We need to thank Zoe, who has... I just need to find the... There we go. Yeah, Drew, I think we've said thank you to Drew. Maybe Dave Cooper. We need to thank Zoe and thank Ali, all of have done tremendous donations. We very much thank you for those.
Thank you.
Very, 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 very kind donation.
Too kind.
On Patreon and on Ko-fi.
Yes, get on there and give us money, you tight wads.
If you want a podcast every single week, go over to patreon.com/.
You get two every week for $1 a month.
There you go. You get one for
four
three.
A month. Four extra a month.
And patrons. And you get a video if you go to $4 a month. I say you get video. We've got to do this month.
Yeah, I can do it tonight.
Oh, okay. See you later, listener. Thanks for being there. Cheers, Justin.
You later, I get it.